This is the Detroit Evening Report for Thursday, March 10, 2022. I'm Nargis Rahman from WDET News. The Census Bureau released a report today that shows Black, Hispanic, and American Indian residents were missed at higher rates than a decade ago during the 2020 U.S. Census. The census missed a small percentage of the total U.S. population, given the unprecedented challenges it faced. The increase in undercounts among some minority groups prompted an outcry from civil rights leaders who blamed political interference by the Trump administration, which tried to add a citizenship question to the census form, and cut field operations short. The census figures helped determine the distribution of $1.5 trillion in federal spending each year, as well as the number of congressional seats each state gets. U.S. immigration authorities are turning to smartphones to keep tabs on immigrants and ensure they attend their deportation hearings. Increasingly, immigrants who are released from detention or stopped at the border are being required to snap a selfie or call to check in with federal agents using an app on their phones. Advocates say it makes immigrants feel trapped, even though some already paid bond to get out of detention. They also worry about how U.S. officials might use data culled from the app known as SmartLink. Immigration and Customs Enforcement declined to answer questions about the app. The Republican-controlled Michigan House has voted to prohibit digital signatures on absentee ballot applications and to ban unsolicited mailings of applications to voters. These election bills are unlikely to be signed by the Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer. In 2020, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson encouraged voters to apply for a ballot online. Voters can authorize the state to send their stored signature to their local clerk. Voters must also provide their driver's license or state ID number, birth date, eye color, and the last four digits of their Social Security number. Democrats say the bills would suppress voting, while Republicans say that it would make it more secure. Legislation headed to Governor Gretchen Whitmer would require county clerks to keep processing concealed pistol licenses during state or local declared emergencies. The Republican-sponsored bill is a response to what happened when the coronavirus pandemic struck. It was approved today by the House, largely on party lines. Supporters say the Second Amendment rights cannot be infringed even in times of emergency. Opponents say activity sometimes must be stopped to prevent the spread of disease. The House also passed bills to reduce the penalty for not renewing a concealed pistol license and to keep gun stores open during future emergencies. Detroiters can go to WayneCounty.com for more information. Lawmakers have authorized a $666 million transfer of state funds to finalize incentives for General Motors to locate an electric vehicle plant and battery factory in Michigan. The deal was approved by the state's Economic Development Board in January, but still needed the approval of legislators. The House and Senate Appropriations Committees also approved the plan. GM plans to spend up to $4 billion converting and expanding its Orion Township assembly plant to make electric pickups and between $1.5 billion and $2.5 billion to build a battery cell factory with a joint venture partner in Lansing. The moves will create up to 4,000 jobs in Michigan. And project managers say the construction of the Gordie Howe Bridge has reached a milestone. The tower legs for the international crossing between Detroit and Windsor have been completed. Construction on the towers began in 2019. The next phase is to build the 260-foot-high tower heads, which will hold the anchor boxes for the bridge cables. Construction of the bridge is scheduled for completion in 2024. This has been the Detroit Evening Report. I'm Nargis Rahman from WDET News.